in considering the instructions, both as possibly describing something to do and as something to simply notice. One of the powerful reasons why it's helpful as something to do in particular is when there's an area of experience that's introduced that you're not so familiar with. So the elements yesterday perhaps, or the feeling tone. If it's something that is not an experience that you have practiced with before much or have a lot of familiarity with recognizing. Since the Buddha pointed to these areas as being powerful doorways for awakening, it's useful to direct the attention in this way, to take some period of time to get familiar with these areas of experience. One of my teachers offers an analogy about reading and says that when we learn to read, we first learn the letters. We need to learn the letters, we need to learn the sounds that are associated with the letters, and then we begin to recognize that the sound of the letters comes together to make a word. And so we recognize C, A, T, cat, cat. And so we need to learn the letters, we need to learn the sounds. And then at some point in the reading, we don't have to break it down anymore. We just look at the word and we know it. We understand its meaning. And so sometimes it is very useful to take a period of time to explore feeling tone, for example. Begin to get attuned to that aspect of experience and how it plays with other aspects of our experience. And at times that kind of exploration, sometimes it can be playful, it can be light, it can be fun, it can be curious, we can be engaged. At other times we can feel like we're beating ourselves to do that, or forcing ourselves or something, having an attitude of should about it. And at that point it may be useful to just let that go for a while and just explore what's here, what you're noticing, what's more familiar, what's more comfortable. And being curious, actually, another way that instructions work, the second way, as descriptions of things you might notice. Having heard discussions and descriptions about elements and feeling tone and the other things that we'll explore as we go on during the week. And sometimes we don't have to actively try to look for them or be with them or engage with them. Simply the hearing the information. It's like rain landing on the landscape and soaking into the soil and moving down through the layers of earth into the aquifers, just penetrating very organically. And so sometimes the teaching is like that. It's like rain. You just let it fall and soak in as it does. And then there are times when that information meets experience in the moment and we understand something. Oh, that's what they mean. That's that experience, without trying to look for it or figure it out. And so sometimes just sitting in the field of hearing the Dharma is enough. And just practice very simply. And finding our way between these modes of practice, being active, investigating, and looking at particular areas of experience, settling back, being more receptive. We each find our own way with that. There's no one right way to practice. There are as many expressions of practice as there are moments in the day and beings in the world. I loved when Gil talked the other day about practice being an expression of his being. Exploring that possibility. And taking delight in that expression. As usual, it's a perfect day for practice.